time for the Fredonia Coaches Corner here on the Mighty 690. Fredonia Coaches Corner is brought to you by Sonic of Fredonia.
We make the shift to basketball season on our Coach's Corner program here on the Mighty 690, and we're catching up with the head boys basketball coach of the Fredonia Yellow Jackets, head coach Dee Barnett. Coach Barnett, always great to talk to you. How you doing?
You as well, sir. You as well. Better than I deserve, man. That's for darn sure. So I appreciate you taking the time and doing this.
Well, Coach, a solid start to the season for your group. You start off with back-to-back impressive wins before your first loss of the season to Remington. But let's get it started with the win against Neo Deschet on the opening night of the season. Always, of course, the Wilson County rivalry. Well documented that those two schools love competing against each other, love having the upper hand. Your team goes out there night one of the season and gets a big win over their county rival. That's a fun way to set the tone for the season.
No, it really is. You know, and you always want to get it started. You wonder what you really have as a coach going in until you can see them against somebody else. And I thought we came out like we should have. You know, they came out locked in, ready to go. We played to our standard and our style, and we were able to get out and do some really good things. Didn't necessarily shoot well from the outside, but defense was where it needed to be for the most part, and transition points and that type of thing. So I was pleased with the way they shared the ball and talked and communicated and that type of thing. So it was good. It was good to get the season started that way.
Well, and Coach, a three-game sample size, a very small one to kind of analyze your group as a whole. But through three games, like I said, a solid 2-1 start to the season. What have you learned from this group that impresses you? What have they done really well right off the bat? And what's something that your team's going to be working on a little bit moving forward?
You know, I think this group, just like, you know, every team, you're a little different than the year before. This bunch, I think, is a little more connected this year, maybe, than what we were last year, and that's not a knock on anybody. That's just another year of growth. You know, we've got three juniors, and Ashton O'Neill, Emmett Couch, and Eli Barnett that played a lot, as well as our senior Nate Lewis coming back. So they had a lot of experience last year, and they've really led well and come out in the gate and tried to do what we're asking. Like I said, move the ball, defensively, be in position where we need to be and force tough shots and those types of things. I've been happy with our grit and our perseverance. We've had some tough goes here and there offensively that could have stalled and maybe shut us down, but we relied on our defense. Douglas the other night, we couldn't score forever, it seemed like. They scored 6 quick points, and that was in the first minute and a half, and then we held them for the next 6.5 minutes with no points in the first quarter. And finally, we're able to open things up in the second quarter going in a half. And then last night was great. We needed to see somebody from out in that area. And Remington's a solid team, well-coached, and good athletes. And, it was kind of an ugly game. Coach Kinnaman and I both agreed after we talked after the game and even today a little bit. And, we ended up losing by double digits, but all the way through until about the 4-minute mark in the fourth quarter. We battled, and we were right there, and the boys competed. We're going to learn a lot from it, and that was good, win or lose. And so looking forward to the next step, next challenge this week on Friday, whoever it may be.
Coach, you mentioned you have a couple key returners on this year's team from last year that played some heavy minutes, but you also, of course, lost a lot of seniors from last year's group. So what's that transition been like, moving past a group of seniors that really did a lot for that program and moving on to the next group of Yellow Jacket leaders?
You know, we did, and those guys helped lay that foundation for this bunch. And sometimes, you know, when you're in the moment, it's hard to see that as seniors. You know, you're focused on, I'm a senior, this is it. But they did an excellent job, and you know what, we're benefiting from what they helped us with right now. And that's why I told this bunch, and it's going to be the same thing for these guys as they go and when they leave. You know, you're going to lay the foundation, you're going to help the program when you leave. And how do you want to leave it? And that group left it in a very positive manner. Big season for us last year, and it didn't end the way we wanted to, you know, against a collegiate team. But, again, valuable experience gained, good leadership from that standpoint, and really helped us springboard us to where we're at right now.
Coach Dee Barnett of the Fredonia Yellow Jackets, good enough to join us on our Coach's Corner. Coach, last thing I have for you, you got 3 more games before the winter break, including against a really good West Elk team and Coach Miller. What are you looking for from your group in these final 3 games to go into the break with some momentum?
Yeah, I think it's, can you get a little bit better? You know, can we learn from last night, number one? No matter win or lose, are you getting better? Are you adjusting? Are you constantly competing, trying to make the winning plays as far as winning the loose ball battles, the 50-50 battles, those type things? And just are we taking a step forward on each end of the floor? We're going to get different looks with the way we play defense. Teams are going to try to attack us differently. And are we going to adjust like we need to? If we can do that, win or lose, then we're going to be where we want to be at the end of the year. And you mentioned Coach Miller and West Elk. It's always fun. I enjoy playing them. I enjoy Coach Miller. He's a great guy, great coach, and love competing against he and his teams. Seems like it's every year so far it's been a pretty close game. And should be a fun one when we get to do that. So we've got some other ones to worry about yet before that, but no, it will definitely be a fun one. So.
Fun group in Fredonia this year as the Yellow Jackets look to have some success on the hardwood. Coach D. Barnett, good enough to join us. Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We look forward to talking again next week.
All right, sounds good. You too. Thank you.
This has been the Fredonia Coaches Corner, brought to you by Sonic of Fredonia. Tune in Thursdays here on the Mighty 690 for all the latest in Fredonia basketball.